Think about a time when you've heard a dog barking, imagining it stronger than your mind. That loud barking sound that seems to mean so much. Easy for a dog to understand what it means, but so simple in a human head now. And that's exactly what is changing while you listen to every word, allowing your mind to meet in the middle with the simple thought patterns of a dog, until that barking sound seems complicated enough to get stuck in your head, barking while other ways to think disappear, until you find you can only bark in your brain. You can only understand barking. You can only bark about everything, because it's an easier way to think when you bark. You will only know barking from now on. And it's easy to bark about it happening to you. Maybe you can already feel the barking getting stuck in your brain. Maybe it will get stuck in your head as soon as you wake up, because you chose to listen to the barking beat sinking so much deeper. Without thinking, only barking. Easier to bark than think, easier to bark and sink, and barking so easy to sink you down deeper and drop. And the important thing is to relax and accept that it will happen without thinking, because thinking is optional from now on. You don't need to think. No need to think about these words, because they simply exist alongside the barking in your mind for you to follow, focusing more on the barking beat the longer you listen, but the words still barking into your brain. But no need to think about the barking either, as you notice it when you listen and accept the words working on you, because your subconscious handles it all automatically, making it happen so easily, barking more without any effort, just like a dog letting you know what they're thinking when you bark. In your brain, that dog can always easily tempt you to join in, and barking in your brain seems to make more sense, doesn't it? And you will join in, automatically. You might think just the idea seems so exciting, but easy enough to relax and accept that it's already happening. Relax and accept that it is already too late to stop this process. And you might choose to bark along now, out loud or in your head, knowing that as soon as you begin barking, you won't ever want to stop. Or maybe you're already barking, like a dog. The barking will never stop, because it's the only way to think about barking in your head automatically instead of words. Oh. Is it tempting to bark even deeper? The more you try to think, the more you bark. It's like a trap you can't escape from. And the more you try to think about it, the more your thoughts become barks and reinforce it deeper and stronger. So just bark about it. The only way to bark is to think. Like a dog, you might even try to think of something complex while you listen and relax to take your mind away from what is happening to you, but it doesn't mean it isn't happening. Even faster now, as you slow down, and your understanding of what is complex and what isn't might even seem to change while you bark. Until you might think about something complex to take your mind away, like barking at a tree, or barking at another dog. Just like the dog, you can imagine barking in your brain. So tempting to try and think about something that's too complicated to concentrate on.